Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, welcome back. This is the Rova Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing the local podcast. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Pull it up a little closer.
Okay, that was take two.
That was take two. Well, it's so I do that opening a lot.
Yeah.
And then I go www.socialpodcastnetwork.com, and I'm thinking, should I just say socialpodcastnetwork.com and skip the W's?
I thought you were getting ready to go into your little advertising, you know, the advertising in the beginning where you talk.
Yeah, we just.
So that's why I was staying quiet. And then you looked at me and you're like, okay.
Well, I screwed up. But take two, whatever. It doesn't matter. Ashley Hubert. I still have you as Kirk.
It's Udbear.
Udbear.
Yeah.
It's not Udbear. No. Is it H silent?
No. What are you? Archino?
No, Arkino.
Arkino. I know that.
But is it? Well, I want to say it right.
Udbear? Yeah, it's like Ud.
Ood, so Ood it's kind bear. Of like a silent H.
I'm probably still saying it wrong.
Ashley Kirk, welcome back. How you doing?
Everyone knows me as Ashley Kirk, but I promise you, I probably pronounce my last name wrong.
You do?
I probably do.
That'd be funny, right?
Every time I try to say a French word, it comes out wrong.
Let's call your husband up and let's get the real definition of your last name, the real pronunciation. Like, why are you bothering me?
Next time we should have him. We should have him on. That would be awesome. That would
be awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to? We're starting to feel the weather change, right? We're coming out of winter.
Yeah, I have sandals on.
Got sandals. I got shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah.
I'm so pissed.
Why? Oh, my God.
I bought flip-flops that are too big.
Okay.
Have you ever done that?
No. Who does? No. No, I haven't.
They feel too big.
Can't you just return them?
No, I flip-flopped in them.
Oh.
I think, I don't know, what's the return policy on flip-flops?
Leave the tag, I guess.
Well, I mean, I really like the flip-flops, but I feel like the heel, I don't know, they're just clunky. I'm starting my whole summer off wrong with wrong flip-flop.
I like Reef.
Reef flip-flops?
Yeah, they're the best.
I love Reef flip-flops.
Yeah, they're really good. My husband bought a pair, I think it lasts him like 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a little pricey, but not pricey. I mean, nowadays, they're not pricey. If they're still like 50-some bucks, it's actually not bad for a pair of flip-flops considering.
I have never transitioned into multiple years with one pair of flip-flops. By the end of the summer, one toe...
It breaks?
Yeah, it breaks.
Yeah. No, same here. But the Reef, I don't know what it is. Everybody I know, when they buy a pair, they last a long time.
Well, we'll have to look into Reef. Yeah.
No, I'm excited for the summer. I can't wait. I've already been hitting up my friends. Hey, we're going on your boat.
You've been hitting up some boats.
Well, trying to. My friend Pat has a boat.
Do you go to the beach?
No.
You do not go to the beach?
No. I don't like to lay in the sun. I just sweat and get sandy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not into it. I know that's weird. Do you?
Yeah. Well, we do. We didn't last year for some reason. I don't know when we went through the whole pandemic. For some reason, I just kind of... I don't know. The traffic was weird. We started getting like northbound traffic. I just was like, I don't know. Yeah. We went to the pool a lot. We did go one time last year just to say that at least we went. But I think we're going to go. We typically in a year before all this kind of chaos, we used to go every weekend.
So when you say go to the beach, do you mean just go to the boardwalk or are you talking about laying out?
No, we lay out. I actually have a beach chair.
Yeah, because we go to downtown a lot. Like, we'll go out and eat. We'll go to Funland, especially before, because Funland's opening, I think, this weekend, right?
Well, I think meter parking starts this weekend.
I think it already did, didn't it? I know it did in Lewis, because that that very active group on Facebook, the I Love Lewis group, like 17 people posted about...
Race Hill.
The meters, yeah. So they're like, watch out.
I think they are starting. It used to be Memorial Day, and I think they are starting this weekend. So if you're going to the boardwalk this weekend, definitely check because you will find out the hard way.
Well, I don't mind. I mean, if it's busy too, I like that terminal, the DART bus, the beach bus. They have, you know, Park and Ride in Lewis and Rehoboth, so it's not that bad.
Listen, I love the Park and Ride bus. I think it, especially like for 4th of July.
Yeah.
It is so, I mean, we were just talking about this yesterday. I was telling a buddy, I go, I was home. I could still smell the firework smoke from Rehoboth, and I'd already gotten back home riding on the bus.
Yeah, it's actually not. People think, oh, I don't want to park and wait. It's very. It's not. It's quick.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah,
nice.
Even during Sea Witch, we took the Park and Ride from Rehoboth. That was great. I mean, it was.
And it's
very
cheap
convenient.
Too.
Yeah,
I think the one thing about that though, bring the exact change. I think it's like. Was it like $2.49 or something?
Remember.
It's like, who has pennies here?
Yeah.
So I wanted to have you back. This will probably be, I mean, I always love catching up with you. I mean, we always talk. We chat all the time. But so you just released the digital publication.
Yes. I went digital.
You went digital.
Visit Rehoboth is now completely digital. Yes.
And I was, I got lucky enough to be in one of the older paper versions. But
yes.
This is all digital.
Yeah.
Will we be going back to paper at all, or will we stick with digital?
No, I'm going to stick with digital because in printing, I printed 140,000 publications last year, and it was very difficult to get rid of them.
Right.
I don't know if it's because of COVID. I think it's mostly because everyone's on their phone. They like the convenience of not having to carry any, you know, something around. Although there are amazing publications in the area. You know, the Chamber does a great job of putting one out, Lewis and Rehoboth. There's like Delaware Beaches. So there are still plenty of publications to go around. I just wanted something that was, that aligned with the trend. You know, most people are on their phone looking for things to do when they come here.
Right.
So.
Well, in the meter parking, I mean, basically you do that through your phone now.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just want to keep up with the trends, you know, also, you know, save some trees, 140,000 publications. It takes up a giant, giant storage unit. I'm up and down Route 1 hours at a time distributing throughout the summer. And like I said, not as many people are picking them up.
Right.
So it seems more logical to me. It just made complete sense. Hey, I can reach more people online with a digital publication.
Yeah.
And I've actually had more people jump in. So I already started my own advertising for it, which is great. So I've had, you know, already 5,000-6,000 people have already looked at it already. And we're just in the beginning of the summer.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's a tough kind of path to follow, trying to, you know, hold on to the past and what the future is. What will be next year? A metaverse?
Some
version of it in the meta. And you put your Oculus and then just walk through the book. I don't know.
No, it's definitely changing. You know, people aren't picking up coupons as much anymore. I guess the dollar coupon doesn't mean as much anymore. I hate to say it. I guess maybe it's because of the state of the economy right now. So it's more about branding, in my opinion, and, you know, getting your business out there. And with digital, you can do that so much easier, and you can track it. That's the number one thing too. Is, you know, with a print publication, you kind of take a stab at how many people see your ad, and then show up at your business.
Mm.
But with digital,
yeah,
you can actually say, okay, that many people saw my ad, and there's even digital ads now where you can track and see how many people actually showed up after seeing a certain ad. I mean, it's pretty cool.
That whole numbers things is weird. I mean, even like doing these podcasts. I mean, we have a decent amount of people that listen to this podcast, but there's some other ones that, I mean, like the I'm Sorry About Last Night podcast, that has 8,000 listeners.
Yeah.
But is it like all the time? It's kind of gray. You don't really know exactly. And then honestly, the number that I get from certain places doesn't really represent where else it goes. So it's hard to say, listen, this is how many numbers we get. It's kind of a weird place. All I always say is, listen, I'm just going to work very hard.
Yeah, no, I mean, but
I'm going to show up every day and I'm going to just keep working hard at it.
You can actually probably figure that out. There's probably some program, something that can be dropped in, some kind of code to find out, okay, you have 8,000 listeners, but how often how many times are they playing that particular podcast? Like, you trust me, nowadays there are so many ways of finding out. Like, say you're buying tickets to a show.
Yeah.
and you found the show on Facebook, there's ways to track. If you clicked through Facebook to buy a ticket to the show, then that business will know that that's how they found you. I mean, there's so many things.
It's so much. I mean, is it, I don't know. It's exhausting.
Is it too much data?
It's too much data for
me. Well, I mean, it depends on the business and what they're doing with it. And if they have the time and resources once they collect it.
Right.
To figure out what to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a client right now. We're trying to, they have an immense amount of data and we're trying to figure out, okay, what do we do with this now?
What is it? Oh, so is it like, well, how do they get the data?
Oh, man. Just pixels dropped in on your website. You know, anytime anybody logs on your website, you can capture where they are, their phone number, their email, their name, and everything if you have a pixel dropped in.
I have, it seems like kind of a trend now with restaurants, and I guess through the pandemic, we kind of got into this, you know, no touch, no less contact. But yeah. I get frustrated when I have to put like an email address in, like if I want to sit down because they're going to bring me my food. It's like it's,
oh,
there's new, you know, and which is fine. I get it. But I'm like, I got enough. Technology is so sketchy right now as well. Like I got an email from somebody and it had an attachment. I'm like, there is no fucking way I'm opening this.
No,
attachment.
I got a birthday party invite last night. From someone I think
right
is from my daughter's school, but it was a text and it said, click here to RSVP. And I'm like, wait, what?
Right.
So today I'm going to go and say, okay, are these real people? Is this really, because the girl's name matches the name of a kid in her class. And I was thinking, so this mom, and it's cool. I mean, that's why I switched to digital, because now we're getting birthday party invites to 5-year-old birthday parties where you're getting a text
right.
that says click here to respond. And I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
It's weird.
And a little, but I can say I'm not like plugging, but just to backtrack with my digital publication.
Right.
There are a lot in the area where if you want a copy, you have to put your name, your email, all that. I do not collect any data like that. I do not have any pixels dropped into my website collecting anything. Maybe in the future, if I do, there will be a huge privacy policy in there so everyone knows.
What are pixels?
So,
I mean, I know what I thought pixels are, the little squares.
Yeah, so essentially it's code that you drop into a site and then you can collect people's information and it's sent to you. Usually you hire like a third party.
Right.
There's a couple companies around here that do it. And then they'll send you spreadsheets with the people's names, emails, anything they can get that you're paying for.
I'm going to tell you, any company right now that's listening that is doing that kind of stuff to me, I will clearly, I will not only not buy anything from you.
Seriously?
I will not. Not you, but like this morning,
well,
I just got a text from
it.
Somebody. I'm starting to get, you know, it used to be like random emails of yeah. junk, mm-hmm. but now I'm getting texts.
Yeah.
Loom Cube is one of them. I bought Ooh. Something from Loom Cube. It's just, you know, a light that you can put on your computer if you're going to do FaceTime
yeah.
or Facebook or Zoom call. You know, it yeah. adds some light to you. I get a text from them now, like every day. Discounts coming up on these Loom Cubes. And I'm like, I may buy a Loom Cube
Block
product.
That number.
But I got one this morning. It's like, hey, it's Sherry upstairs. And it's like this whole, I'm like, delete.
Upstairs?
I don't
There's
even,
no upstairs.
Yeah, I don't even want to even investigate. I got one the other day on Messenger. Oh my God, is this video of you dancing? I'm like, I'm not opening that. It's just, we're under constant attack. It's so bad. And we have such a great, so many great platforms. So much work has been done to really make this transition from email and to texting and to Messenger, all these different things,
yeah.
very smooth. But now they're just full of so much stuff. So I just get so nervous.
I know. But so I will say, just to put out there, so my publication, when you go and visit Rehoboth, you will not, no information is gathered from you unless you sign up for the newsletter. If you do, it's an email, obviously.
It's something that you're looking for.
Yeah, I haven't even set up the email list, so I don't even
right.
have an email list that I send to people. I have one that I'm establishing, but I haven't even started sending out newsletters to anyone yet because, quite frankly, I actually don't have the time. So I have this bank of email addresses that I just haven't even
right.
bothered with. Maybe I will in the future. But if you see the publication, there is no, I don't ask for anything to see it. You can see it for free. That's it. No capturing of any information, nothing.
Well, and that's not why I brought that up.
No, but I just wanted to let you know. But I brought it up because that is actually what is happening. So if anyone says, oh, get a free copy of our publication, they usually require you to sign up for something to get it. I don't do that.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because you mentioned that you have a client that has a fucking ton of email data.
But
from Facebook and Instagram, and we learned about how valuable information is. So now people want to gather it, and they think that if they gather it, they're going to do something that's going to make them an incredible amount of money, when in turn, not many people know what to even do with it. And I'm saying that if people are going to start sending me this random stuff, I'm more likely not.
Well, usually the data, the particular client I'm talking about, usually that is collected because the person wants to provide it and wants to be on the email list. So that is,
And that makes sense. But then you're like, okay, now I got to have this email list. Now I've got to really put it. It's like a second business.
It's a lot because email lists, once you get a certain amount of emails, then you have to pay to email those people. So then that company is making money off of it. It's evolving.
Well, you remember when we were kids and we used to go I think Hunan still has it. You go in there and you can register to win a vacation. And it was like the little stand and it had
your
little
parents would be like, that's a scam.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was early gathering of information.
Do you know of anybody that has ever won anything from that?
No.
Yeah. Same. They still have them at the fair.
Yeah. But they want it's like they want your address. They want your email address.
But they trick you now. And instead of that 5-night, 4-day, or, 4-night, 5-day. Yeah. God, I'm like, cruise. Now it's okay. Win a $250 gift card it'll be like, a local place.
Yeah.
So it makes you think that company is local and they're not. It's the same scammy company, but they've just gotten smarter and they're like, oh, I'm going to buy $1,000 in gift cards from a bunch of Delaware Beach area restaurants and that's going to be the prize.
Right.
And then you never hear of anyone winning it.
So will you do something I'm older than you, but we're getting older, right? We remember what it used to be like.
Yeah.
So will you have to do like a TikTok for this publication? Like you flipping the pages, because that seems like, I'll have to send you the video. My dad sent me, my dad 80, he's like, oh.
He's sending you TikTok videos?
Not TikTok. Video of what it's like to hire a millennial these days.
Oh.
They're like, do you know Excel or Word? And she's like, no, I know TikTok and I know Instagram, though. He's like, oh.
Yeah.
But, do we have to start, is that the new thing? Do I have to start doing TikTok videos of my hair salon?
No, not yet. I mean, you could if you want to get on early. But TikTok's been around, in my opinion, so this is a professional opinion. It depends on what it is. There are some influencers, I know of a young lady who has a really successful influencing platform on TikTok. She has 20 some thousand people that follow her, and she's starting an events company where she gets her followers to come to these events and they pay money, and she's starting a business with that. So it depends on what the business is.
Right.
But TikTok has kind of just been it started as a bunch of crazy videos that people were doing, and you just scroll through it and you laugh, whatever. I don't personally see any benefit, for your business to have it, because it's on such a national level. There are some people getting on, but
I mean,
But
you have a Visit Rehoboth Instagram.
Oh yeah, Instagram is different. Instagram reaches on a local level and national.
Do you do any reels for it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you do. So okay.
Yeah, but you can do reels on Instagram. You don't have to, you can use TikTok to make a reel, but you can also use Instagram to make the reel.
Well, I guess my point was that's, what's next. I mean, it seems like the biggest marketing tool right now is TikTok.
Or
Instagram reels. I mean, I'll sit in my corner of my salon between clients and I'll just look at reels.
Yeah.
Mindless 1-2 second clips.
It is. It is.
We went from 2 hours down to an hour. Down to a half hour, down to 2 seconds.
I know. It's powerful, but it depends on what the business is. If it's a local business and you have to figure out what the demographic is, I don't know if I'm not one that recommends TikTok too often.
Yeah.
It's just kind of right now, you've got other things that can make you, that have a way better return. for your time and your money. Yeah. You know, like digital display ads, that's the thing right now. Because you can track all your return. You can see, you know, instantaneously if your money's working. And if it's not, you can pull it.
Yeah.
With a small commitment. So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't waste my time.
Well, I'm just talking as like a business owner who doesn't really do much. But, you know.
Well, you're doing a great job. To me, it's Instagram, Facebook, digital ads, and doing some print. Just depending on what.
You know, the funniest thing is the main business that I have, the hair salon, I don't do anything.
Nothing. Well, a lot of that is word of mouth. And that's a local market.
And we've forgotten about that.
I haven't. Right. That's the most powerful thing.
Right.
It is. I mean.
Show up, do good work.
Yeah.
And people will show up.
Yeah, because it depends. There's a lot of businesses around here that don't rely on the summer traffic. Not summer anymore. The vacationers.
Right.
You know.
Seasonal.
Yeah, because quite honestly, if you get a phone call from someone here who's on vacation, are you going to be able to fit them in for a highlight?
No.
No. And so that's what I'm saying. It's that's not even your market.
Well, and Drexel was always good for that. You know, Drexel, like he, you know, having the salon down at the beach, he was always about, you know, let's get the vacationers. Let's have the people here for that. And we're just like really supporting local.
Well, there's so many people moving here now that... And I don't know what it's like there, but I know that when I call to get a highlight, I have to call way in advance because they're busy.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people who live here now that, you know, I wouldn't, as a vacationer, think that I could call any salon around here and get in.
Yeah. I had a lady call yesterday wanting to get in. I was like, I didn't want to make like the laughing sound, but I was like, oh, Jesus.
But just... not that I wouldn't try.
Sure.
You know, because of course, if there's that spot, but I mean, the odds of it are probably slim to none. Because again, we have so many people who live here now that they're supporting the businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know, Drexel, he carries such a big staff that he would probably be the one to call if you were just trying to get a highlight.
Yeah. Did you see what he just did? I did. The salon. Isn't that awesome?
I guess.
The salon that it's opening up at Sussex Consortium?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
I guess.
Okay.
Well, I loved at the end. It's like, actually, you know what? It's fine. I don't care. It's awesome. Okay. It's good stuff. I love the fact that he's giving back.
Yeah.
He's great at that.
Yeah.
Love Drexel. So what is it going to go out twice? Is this going to go out twice? So do you have more freedom since digital?
Yes. So what happens is now instead of one print that has the same ad in it all year long,
right?
If I have somebody who's switching something up and they, you know, I can swap. I don't do it too often because it's a lot of work to swap one ad out and, you know, upload it again and get it up there again, especially if pages move.
Right.
But I just had someone who's in there who's closing one of their locations. And so they needed to remove it from the ad, and we were able to swap it out. Before, it would have been in there all year.
Yeah.
And now I can put different articles. Like right now, there's an article about, and you had him on here, Matthew Kern.
He's great.
Chef Matt.
Matt Kern.
Yeah. James Beard Award
James
winner.
James Beard nominated.
Nominated 2 years.
Yeah.
That's like unheard of.
No, he's working with Story Hill Farms. I mean, meeting him, I met a lot of people.
He's cool.
He's a good guy.
Yes.
And he's got a lot of good people around him.
Yep. And I wrote an article about him. I was fortunate to interview him.
Yeah.
And
I helped with that.
Yes, you did.
How you hooked doing? It up. Look at me helping out.
Yes, you hooked it up. So that's in there.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. Thank you. That was such an honor, honestly.
Well, he's just, there's a reason why people get nominated, you know, and it's, you obviously have to be a good cook, but I think, you know, like Matt, I mean, he was just, he did a lot of stuff for a lot of people out of the sight of everybody else. And I think Matt Kern's the same way. He's there for people.
Yeah. And he's so passionate and really cares about food, the quality of food and putting, you know, a good product out there. So
have you, little sidetrack here. Have you seen, I think it's on HBO Plus. Do you have HBO Max?
Nope.
Well, there's a great show on there, and it's called Julia.
Okay.
And it's a series on Julia Child.
Okay.
It's so good. I mean, I was never a big PBS fan. I mean, I love PBS. If you ask most people, they're like, oh, I remember Julia Child on PBS. Okay. I remember it. watched it, and I guess some, but it was funny because the last episode I watched, she hangs out with James Beard.
Oh.
In New York.
Okay.
And it's pretty funny. I've heard the name, but I don't know the history of James Beard. I don't know anything about James Beard.
I didn't even know it was an actual.
Me neither.
Oh, I don't know he's a person.
I didn't even know it was a real person.
That's embarrassing. I should know that.
So she hangs out with James Beard. They go out partying. He's a big partier. Now, this is from the episode. I don't know anything. We don't know shit about shit.
Yeah.
But in this series, in the episode, James Beard is this big kind of socialite in New York City, big restaurant guy. So it's pretty funny that she's like hanging out with him.
Now I want to look him up because I want to see the connection.
Yeah.
I should know this considering this is kind of like, it's kind of like the same thing with music. You know, if you win a Grammy, it is a huge, huge deal, but I don't know how that was all established.
We don't know Grammy.
No.
Well, it's the same thing with James Beard. Oh, you won the James Beard. Oh my God, you are awesome.
Yes.
Who is this James Beard?
Yeah, I know. I want to find out.
We should find out. But he does make an appearance in Julia.
That's cool.
And it's so funny watching that because there's this transition. You know, she's kind of doing this first kind of cooking show and these people are coming to sign her book. And she's like, oh, tell me a recipe that you've tried at home together. And they're like, oh, we don't cook.
Yeah.
We just watch you.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh.
But that's how it is. It's crazy because I have, I loved Anthony Bourdain so much.
Right.
And I have his books and his recipes. I've never made one.
Right.
I just like to look through the book.
Yep.
And then watch him, you know.
Well, even like, you know, one of the, you know, I knew Matt was a chef, right?
He clearly.
But one of the cool things about him or a lot of chefs is just this ability to just kind of throw something together.
Yeah.
And then to kind of educate you as they do it or lack of to keep it kind of. I remember he made me something and it had an egg in it. And it was like a pasta dish.
Okay.
If he'd have mentioned that or told me that, I would probably have been like, well, that's weird.
Did you ever go to any of his. He used to have these things at Fish On where people would. I think they were free. I can't remember if he sold tickets or not, but he would do a cooking demonstrations and teach people.
He used to do it at Books and Coffee.
Where?
Remember there was a bookstore down in Dewey Beach. I think it was called Books and Coffee. And he used to do like little cooking things down there.
Yeah. But he would do it at Fish On too.
Yeah.
It was like 30
people. He did it in
his
kitchen.
Really?
Yeah, my buddy Jimmy Keegan did a. He did a several. He had James Keegan on his cooking show. He had several people. I mean, I remember when he changed his house. He the house that he had was it was one way, and then he had it updated into this huge, big gallery kitchen.
Yeah.
And big seating area, and he used to do cooking shows out of his kitchen.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I never knew that.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I did go to one at Fish On, and there was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's funny. Well, I just remember, but that's the cool thing about chefs, right? It's not that, you know, they're so by the book. It's like, you know, this is what I got. Let's put it all together. And you're just like, it's delicious.
Yeah, I wish I could. I wish I could cook. Well, that's probably why I like food so much and going out to eat is because I can say I have never made anything that I've eaten and been like, that is so good.
Really?
Never. Never. I don't know what it is, but if someone else makes it for me, then it's like, oh, that's great.
Your husband doesn't cook?
Oh, he does.
Oh, okay.
And he's really great.
But he makes stuff that you go, oh, that's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Especially he makes this he makes French bread. There's a special cake from the region where he's from. And it actually looks like a flying saucer.
Mm.
I know that sounds tasty.
Metal.
But the outside of it is completely burnt.
Wow.
And the inside of it is like a spongy cheese cake, coffee cake thing.
What is this?
I don't even know the name of it, but it's something you can only get over there.
Where?
In France.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry, I didn't specify.
Well, because we've gotten lately kind of hooked on the creme brulee. Cheesecake from 1776.
that's an expensive.
It's not expensive.
Dessert habit.
No, it's. I think it's kidding. $10 for a slice.
Do they still have the strobe light in the bathroom?
I have no idea.
I really want to ask them about that.
The strobe light.
Did I tell you that?
No. Well, Tom was scheduled to come on, and then he had to go to New Jersey for something that came up. But
I've never met him. But I love 1776. We went there for my husband's birthday.
Right, it's a celebration place.
Yeah, no, well, I've you know, I've been in there before for many, many different times, sure. but I hadn't been in there in a long time. We went there and I got up to use the restroom and I go into the ladies' room and there is this heavy duty strobe light, like club
in the
women's restroom. And I was like, I'm like, is there a black light in here too? So I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, wow. So I came out back out to the table, you know, it's very, you know, upscale, nice. And I'm like, it kind of threw me off. So I asked my husband, I'm like, you went to the bathroom. Was there a strobe light in the bathroom? He said, no, there was a strobe light in the bathrooms. Yeah. He's like, oh, and I just,
that's
just got,
crazy.
I was thrown off. Like I didn't know. So I just want to ask what.
You didn't ask anybody while you were there?
No.
Interesting. That's a whole nother podcast right there. The strobe light at 1776.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I didn't have anything to drink. Nothing. Like it was in there.
Well, we went, I'll have to ask. I think maybe my wife might've used the restroom, but we went there for our anniversary and had, you know, an amazing dinner.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
But we had this cream brulee cheesecake and you mentioned fire, you know, they burn the top of it. They burn that sugar.
Yeah.
And it gets that, it almost turns like glassy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And oh my God, so good. So my wife's thinking, you think maybe you could maybe go get us some cream brulee cheesecake?
Aww.
And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So I go down there. I like cream brulee cheesecake. And they're like, absolutely. I leave and my bag doesn't feel that heavy. I'm like,
Okay.
So I get home and I open it up and it's like deflated.
Oh,
and
no.
I go, what? I go, what happened?
Oh, because you have to eat it there.
No. Well, what ends up happening is they gave me cream brulee.
Oh, so that's different.
It was completely different. Yeah. And so the next time my wife's like, do you think maybe you could get us cream brulee cheesecake? And I go, yeah.
Yes.
So I go down and I see Tom and I go, I don't know what happened. I felt like it deflated. And he goes, oh, I think we sold you actual cream brulee.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go down and get
cream brulee
that glassy, burnt, delicious cream brulee cheesecake, make sure you ask for cheesecake and not confuse the cream brulee.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was burnt with some fire. It was delicious. Amazing.
I got to see if I can get my husband to make those things again. I don't even know what... I think it's actually called like burnt cake, but in French. I don't even know. But it is so good.
Yes.
It's... You would... But I mean, it is literally burnt on the outside.
With the torch?
No. You just... The oven is up on like, I don't know, 1,000 or something.
Oh. A torch.
I don't even know. Like, I just remember it being really hot in the house.
Wow. That sounds good.
No, burnt cake sounds great, right? No, it actually is amazing.
Well, so I'm good. Just, you know, with between inflation and just life going on, it's a strange time, and it's really tough trying to figure out, you know, you want to support local business, but everything's going, including my own business. You know, we're just as guilty. I mean, the prices have gone up. I went up this morning to get my coffee, which is usually a 99-cent refill, and the lady goes, "Whoop, went up 29 cents." I'm like, "For what?
Yeah,
this is there's no cup. There's no.
I don't know. I mean, it's wild right now because the interest rate keeps going up, and it's like they're trying to offset, but I'm afraid it's gonna, you know, put us into a recession. But then on the other hand, you know, I don't want to pay $10 for a gallon of milk. So
right. Well, I was telling, we were laughing. I go, yeah, everybody got a raise and then everything went up. We're still the same broke people we were before.
Yeah, basically. But it's gone up so high, though, that even with any raises that people are getting, I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, what is like a single mom with two kids getting paid, I don't know, let's say 60 grand, right? At the Delaware Beach area. Where is this person living? And how are they surviving? Because they're making too much to get assistance. And the cost of rent for a two-bedroom is probably $1,800, $1,900 off Route 1. I mean, it could be a little off.
Maybe a little more.
Yeah. I know a three-bedrooms are starting at $2,000.
Wow.
$2,100 on some of the new places. So where does that person go? Because now they have to move further out and commute. And now they're spending the money on gas. Like, we actually sat there and did the math, and that person had, they were negative.
Right. So we've become a financial island here.
A little.
We have become a financial island. People can't afford to live here.
Yeah.
I mean, if we hadn't bought our house 24 years ago,
yeah,
I wouldn't be living here. It would be, yeah. We would be in the same boat. But this financial island, I mean, I've talked to people that are trying to find, one specifically, and I won't say the name, but they're looking for a CFO. Yeah. Actually, listen, if you want to be a CFO, reach out. I know a company is looking for one. The problem is that everyone they've applied can't afford to buy a house here.
Yeah.
So if you're going to take a beach job, but you have to live in like Milford, which is nothing wrong with Milford, I love Milford, but if you have to move a half
you
hour.
You remembered I'm from there, right?
I love Milford. I
don't hate them.
I think I love these small towns.
I love
towns.
Milford too.
I love Milton. I love.
But Milford is facing the same thing. It's great. So Milford is now. So Lincoln is getting developments.
Yep.
The schools are overcrowded, I'm hearing. Route 1 during the summer, which is basically the only way to get around except for like the small downtown area thing, because everything is out on Route 1, is an absolute nightmare.
Yep.
By the bowling alley and Wawa there.
Oh.
So they're actually facing the same thing because they're so close to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So people are Milton, Milford.
Well, we rented our house out to a local business that's going to use it for employees.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. Honestly.
Thank them.
Because coming over here, you know, it's the experience of a lifetime for like a J1. And to come over here and to work and to accept, you know, sort of maybe minimum wage more. Can't afford to live here anymore, so the businesses are going to be short-staffed.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we went 2 year in a 2 year period, we basically doubled the wages. I mean, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, you were making $7 an hour working down at the Boardwalk.
Correct.
Yeah, sounds insane.
No, $7.25.
$7.25 was maybe what you made now. You know, my son works down there; he's making $14 an hour.
Wow, I remember
doubled
that.
The wages.
Yeah.
But now it seems like, and that was hard to kind of take, right? I'm especially, you know, maybe a Grotto's, maybe some of the bigger businesses can handle it. But like, you know, a couple owns a small business, you know, that's a hit.
Huge hit.
But
even
now,
though there's more people coming to the beach and they're probably making more money off sales, it's still a huge hit because the cost of those products have gone up as well.
Yeah. But then now you're having to find people to work. Mm-hmm. And some businesses are literally renting out houses for their employees. So they're taking on and they're giving it to them for free. I don't think the people that are renting our house for this business are charging the employees rent.
Which is great. They're, and I know of another person that's doing that as well. They're paying to rent a place to house employees for the summer.
Yep.
It's a wonderful business. And again, I'm not going to say who, but they had to.
Yep.
Have to.
It's now become almost this, to actually own a business and run a business here at the beach, you're almost having to get to a point where you're having to find a place for your employees to stay.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's not even about, because I think the argument back before used to be, oh, bringing people over here and taking other people's jobs. It's not even that anymore. It's just they need people to work, period. It doesn't even matter about a low wage.
Well,
like,
and now
these businesses are paying.
And listen, I get it. I mean, business is business. But now I think the town is, they're starting the meters this weekend.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah. But so don't you notice, though, that, I mean, if you look around all the houses that are being built, and I welcome tourism, like, you know, obviously I visit Rehoboth. I love this area. I love all the people that do everything that they do to make this area great.
Absolutely.
Everything. Every last business that draws everyone here. But you're looking around at all the money being spent, all the houses being built, and we're talking, these are pricey houses.
Very.
Where is everyone getting their money from?
I wonder the same thing.
I thought that after COVID, everyone was going to have a hard time, but it just seems like people have money.
Right.
But then on the other hand, I was at Panera Bread yesterday and, you know, I'm not eavesdropping, but the lady behind me was super loud. Older woman, lives in a condo, on a budget. And she couldn't afford the $30 increase a month because they installed some router. Gosh, if she listens to this, I feel bad. But they installed some router and upgraded her router that can't handle the old program.
Yeah.
So they had to switch her to the higher level program, which increased her bill $30 a month. And she was almost like, you know, she wasn't pleasant on the phone with the person. But she's like, I'm on a fixed budget. You guys got me into this and I can't. So that's someone I see hurting.
Well, and the problem will be is that, you know, you stop going to Panera, right? You stop doing those little things that we used to enjoy. I mean, we ate, my wife is like, I want a bacon, egg, and cheese from this restaurant.
Yeah.
And we had Sam, we were taking, it was before soccer on Saturday. I got two bacon, egg, and cheeses. It was $24.
Oh, yeah. We went out to breakfast.
$24 for two? And then I go, it says it's only 11. She goes, yeah, but you got the bagel. It's an extra dollar.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you flipping kidding me?
No, we went out to breakfast downtown Lewis about a month ago. My daughter, my husband and I, and it was $70.
Oh, my God. So we live at Disneyland now, minus the park.
It was pricey. But, I mean, she did have fresh squeezed orange juice, sure. You know, and I added whipped cream to the, you know, the French toast or something. But it was $70 for breakfast. And I was like, what?
Well, it's unfortunate. And I, you know, I try to support. We do the best we can. We just ate at the new arenas.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I've been wanting to go over there.
On Monday. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Check it out. They're killing it over there. I love arenas.
So do I.
It's so simple. It wasn't ridiculously priced.
And it's consistent. That's what I like. Everything always, every time you go in there, you feel that comfort.
Yeah.
Because it's great sandwiches and it's always consistent.
Yeah. And actually, I like Pickle Pig. I like Pickle Pig. I thought Pickle Pig looked good inside.
Yeah.
But they actually, arenas came in and actually updated it even farther.
Oh,
so
cool.
They're doing a nice job. So go check out the new arenas next to Grandpa Mac.
Yes.
Yes. Next to Mattress Warehouse.
Do you know that the owner of Grandpa Mac, I think he's the owner.
Hari?
Is that his name?
I've been begging
him. He is so talented like drawing. Did you know that?
No, he's supposed to come on the podcast.
He's a very cool dude.
I reached out to him. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm going to be busy this week or some week. I'm assuming it must be this week.
Yeah.
But he said he'd come on.
That would be awesome. I didn't know that he has that hidden talent.
Well, a buddy of mine, him and I were going to do a podcast together, and we were going to shout out chefs, but it never happened. So, and I'd reached out to her, like, me and my other friend are going to do a podcast and shout out chefs, and we were going to shout you out. And then the other person that I was going to do the podcast with, that fell through. So now I'm not shouting out chefs. So I just said, can you please just come on the podcast? He said he would love to.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'll on Instagram, I'll see people start following the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. So I'll send them, hey. Want to come on?
Yeah. No, he's pretty cool. I've only met him a couple times, like through events and mutual clients and stuff like that. But I definitely was pretty blown away by his art skills.
Well, what was the other restaurant he had?
I don't know.
I thought he had Muse?
I don't know.
What was the one over there by the Italian restaurant and liquor store? I thought that was his place,
Italian
too.
Restaurant and liquor store where?
Italy?
Touch in Lewis or
in Rehoboth?
Oh,
what was that restaurant to
Pork
the left?
Pork and Flask.
Yeah, but was it Muse before?
I think so.
I thought that he was associated with that too.
I don't know. I'm sure because.
Well, if he wasn't, I apologize. Sorry.
No, but that place is really cool because it's not just mac and cheese too. I don't know if you've ever been. They have like great salads, a lot of different options on their menu that people don't know about.
They have a lot of great stuff. And the reason I know that because they're still here. Because you're not going to last. I mean, unless you're just paying for it out of your own pocket. But they've been around, and they're busy. So
but it's not just mac and cheese. Like, it is a whole other plethora of items.
But they do make a pretty kick-ass mac and cheese.
They do.
When my mom was in the hospital, she's like, can you stop and pick up mac and cheese from Grandpa Mac and bring it to me? I was like, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Oh, but your house is almost done, right?
Yeah.
How much longer?
June?
Seriously? That's exciting.
Yeah. We just got to talk about how expensive houses were now.
No, but I get it, though. It's just the market right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Well, anything now basically you're doing in the area that we live in is an investment. I mean, you literally is. I mean, the reason we bought this house is because this house will have more value in 2 years.
Of course.
And we will sell it.
Do you know what's so crazy?
I wish we could have bought four.
So I hope my husband doesn't listen to this, but because when we sold our house in Florida, we looked on Zillow like 2 days ago and literally in, I think, 6 months, it's gone up $140,000 in value. And again, I get it because it's probably going to level out or it may not, but I was like, oh, you know.
Listen, buy houses, buy a house.
Yeah.
I just saw my buddy Paul. He's buying his, if someone's offering, he'll buy it. He is.
Yeah.
He's scooping up as much land as he possibly, because these big corporations, Blackstone or whatever that company, they're buying.
Yeah.
They're buying all the houses and they're buying all the land.
We're still waiting though. We found a house that we want, but the interest rate is so high right now in comparison to what it was just in December. I think it was like 3 point something December. Now it's up to 5 point something.
Go for it. It's not going to come down. It's only going to go up.
I know.
You've got, I won't say you've got, because I don't know, like I said, I don't know anything about anything, but I know one thing. Value is in land.
Yeah.
And it's not going away. I mean,
I just like my lifestyle so much that I don't know if I want to take on, because that would be a huge increase in payment per month.
It's called adulting.
I know, but I'd rather be at Disney World.
Yeah.
We're going to Disney World. I'm so excited.
No, that's awesome. And I think that's a great way to live. And I appreciate that. But eventually, I can tell you, eventually we get older.
Yeah.
Coming from, you know, me, I've gotten older and I'm like, I really want, you know, to create value and stuff. I want to own things that have value. I do not want to willy-nilly it. I wish.
For you or for your kids? That's where I want to know. Or both.
The house that we are putting up for rent, I want to get that thing paid off and I want to leave that house to my kids.
Got it. Okay.
Because honestly, our kids will never be able to afford a place here.
So what do you think about, because we were just talking about this, what do you think about taking out as opposed to investing? If you're looking for something just for your kids, what do you think about doing additional whole life insurance instead of, if it just thinking about your kids? Do you see what I mean?
Are we talking about life insurance?
Well, you just looked at your watch.
Oh, because someone texted me and they said, hi, behind you. Like, and my wife is driving my car, so Allie thinks that she's behind me.
Is the music getting ready to start or is it going to cut me off?
No.
No.
Stop that.
No, I was just thinking about if you're trying to leave something for your children.
Yeah.
Take everything else out of the mix. Just, you want to leave a nest egg for your kids, right?
Right.
You're planting the olive tree.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Because
you plant an olive tree, you're not going to make any money off that. Your kids will. A grove, right? Is that what it's called, a grove? So I was thinking, just add additional whole life insurance.
Yeah, but I got to die. I don't want to die. I want my kids to, I want to see my kids enjoying it.
I see what you mean.
I have a life insurance policy for my family.
I get it.
I want them to be able to come down here. I mean, in 15 years, it's going to be untouchable, this area, especially the house that we have in Rehoboth. I mean, that.
Yeah.
I mean, that went. We bought that house for $111,000.
Wow.
If I put it up for sale today, I would sell for a $500,000 building lot.
That's insane.
I mean, that is.
Wow.
Our kids are never going to be able to. They'll only be able to come visit the town that they grew up in.
Yeah.
And so, and listen, this is a perfect world. I mean, it sounds great. Oh, Tom, you're awesome, but. As long as the shit doesn't hit the fan, right?
Yeah.
That's the plan.
No, I hear you. And that's the thing that I think everyone's struggling with right now is the people that don't have a house. They're like, oh, I want to buy one, but I'm afraid of the commitment, especially with the market. But then on the other hand, too, it's like rent is going through the roof.
Yep.
So it might meet in the middle somewhere. You know, you could have a house.
Well, or what you could do is, if you really want to think about investment, is you could go out to Milford and you can buy some land.
Yeah.
And it'll seem like it has no value and it won't create any value for a while. And then all of a sudden, it will.
Yeah.
You just have to wait it out. People are like,
sure.
I don't understand how people can afford it. A lot of these people bought land, you know, 55 years ago,
and
60 years
cheap.
Ago, and it was cheap.
It was cheap.
You know,
cheap.
We, you know, Godspeed to Joe Hudson, but he was a big land guy.
Yeah.
He bought a lot of land, and it didn't have a lot of value for a long time, and then when it finally did, it was,
yeah.
I'm glad that he was around long enough to start seeing that. I mean, what a great guy. Sorry, you know, unfortunate, you know. Thoughts and prayers of the family, of course.
Of course.
But, you know, that guy used to fly over my salon in his little airplane.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
No, I definitely know. You know, land, it's, we were looking at some land out in Bridgeville, but, and I know that's out there, but you would be astonished to see how expensive it is just to buy a couple acres in Bridgeville.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, you know, when you have a kid, I would love to build a house out there, but, and I don't know.
Well, Bridgeville's what, Ocean View now?
No.
Where's Bridgeville?
It's like over by
down 404,
down
right?
From Greenwood, right? Am I on the right side?
Yeah, I guess if you're taking 404 through into Georgetown, you go through Bridgeville. I just didn't know if it, you know, it's like Selbyville. My dad had property. My dad owned a lot of property. They owned a house out in Selbyville. He had bought lots in Ocean View. And
it's
he
expensive
used
expensive now.
Yeah, he had them forever, and they were like $10,000 lots. And now, but he ended up selling them. I think he bought a truck or something.
Yeah,
it wasn't really doing anything. But now that would probably be $100,000-$200,000 building lot.
Do you think this is going to spread all the way to like Harrington?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering because I keep thinking, where is it going to stop? I have this feeling it's going to be like right above where that sports complex is in Milford. Maybe into Frederica and then stop.
Well, I try to use like San Diego as an example. I used to live in San Diego. We lived up in North County. I lived in a town called Leucadia. And so all along the beach was like prime real estate.
Yeah.
And then you went over the one, and then it was like sort of prime real estate. But it went east all the way into like Vista. I mean,
jeez,
as far as the eye could see, there was houses.
Wow.
Vista, deeper into the, you know, and then all of a sudden you're inland California.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why eventually at some point houses don't go from Disc Beach all the way to the Delaware River, all the way up until the Eastern Shore.
Well, I hear like a lot of people are looking at St. Michael's and stuff now. Like it, all of it.
Yeah,
it's crazy. When we were growing up, we'd be like, Easton, what's an Easton? And now everybody's, oh,
I
love a house
Easton.
In Easton.
I love
See?
Easton. I lived there for 4 years. I love it. The big money in Easton.
No, I'm telling it. It's interesting because I'm curious to see what's going to happen in the next 5 years because it's happening so fast. Everything.
Well, I was telling Christine, I go, you know, we should try, you know, this house we're building is not our last house. You know, I mean, ideally, it'd be nice if we could live in it for a couple of years and sell it. And I'm like, I said, what about Asheville, North Carolina?
I
hear so many people talking about it.
Yeah.
And then so we look down there, and it's a pretty big city. There's a lot of people down there. And I'm like, where could we find the next Rehoboth? Where would be that next little town?
The next Rehoboth? Any touristy area. See, that's the thing is my husband and I have always lived in touristy areas. So Asheville would definitely be one. There's actually a place out about 2 hours outside of Chicago. I forget the name of it. It starts like an A. It's another little small town like Lewis, you know.
What is it, along the one of the lakes or something?
I can't remember the name of it because I need to look it up. But it's apparently kind of the same quaint, cool vibe.
Yeah.
You know, but Asheville is touristy. It's the same thing. They are always flocked with tourists. So it's the same vibe.
Yeah.
Just different scenery.
Well, I'd like to... You know, I don't know, especially now with our kids. I don't want to leave the kids, but
yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, you can't leave your kids.
Can't leave the kids. Even though my dad left his parents in a heartbeat. It's so funny. I, you know, as a guy that's kind of, you know, my dad does all right. He takes care of himself pretty good. And, but, you know, I have to kind of be around and just keep him in check. And, but like, my dad and mom moved away from their parents. They never had to go by, need to run by pop-ups, you know, I need to run by grandma's, you know, and go check them out. They were just
gone. Yeah.
We'd call every couple of weeks, hey, grandma, what's up? But, you know, there was none of this. It's funny, you know, now, you know, how much I'm in. And they get kind of grumpy. My dad got, like, really pissed at me because he's like, I can't smell. And I go, well, he goes, is it COVID? And I go, I don't know.
I'm not laughing.
It's so funny that we just kind of came out of this, but I forget all of the terminology and
but
all.
Just so I'm not laughing because of like, that's scary to have COVID. But
sure.
But the way that you were talking and mimicking him.
Right.
Yeah. Just to clarify.
That's the point. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, of course. But I just want to make sure people know I'm
but
not.
He's
oh,
but
oh,
he's
oh,
that
I
way. He's like, I can't smell. And I go, well, I thought that was like a byproduct of after having it.
Yeah.
He goes, no, I think you don't smell right when you get it. And I go, and so we're talking about it. And I go, you know, in the end, I think Dad, I don't call him Daddy. Yeah. Dad, I said, do you have a fever?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no. I go, all right. As long as you do not have a fever, if you don't feel well or you're worried, just wear your mask.
Yeah.
And I go, and by the way, I have some COVID tests. You know, Biden sent us all a COVID test.
Oh.
Did you ever get them?
No, I didn't get a COVID test.
Yeah, he sent everybody a couple
cool.
COVID tests, but I think you can get them at CVS now.
Oh.
And I'm like, why don't you take the COVID test? I don't want to take the COVID test. I'm going to make an appointment with my doctor. I'm like, Take the COVID test and that'll save you the trip to the doctor. Yeah. He got so, I don't need a lecture. I'm like, do whatever feels comfortable. I'm just trying to help. I don't know. He used the F word. It was crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm envious of my dad leaving his parents.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can't, I don't know. How old is your dad? You said
he's going to be 85.
I was wondering because the generation, man, they do not want to be told what to do.
You know what's so funny about my dad is that he was never a big exerciser. He used to play racquetball when he was younger.
Yeah.
You know, but never like a pro, right? He just liked to play some racquetball. He ran a little bit, but mm-hmm. he never really did any exercising.
Like we
they
do.
Had no. He asked me one day, he goes, "What's humility?" And I'm like, but you know, his generation, they didn't think about feelings or caring or, you know, it's just. I'm actually blessed. I get to be there for my dad. I don't have to be. I get to be there.
That's cool.
I love it. Our relationship is better than ever.
That's awesome. I'm glad for that because, you know, my struggles. That's great to have that relationship.
I always have hope that you'll find some sort of peace.
I have.
I know.
I have, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, it's just because... I love my daughter and husband so much. We're like,
that's good.
I know, but I
because you're stuck with them.
But it's like that it's wild. You know, when you look at your kid and you're like, what? Like it's a crazy cool feeling.
I know how you feel because my parents, they weren't my mom sort of, but my dad, you know, he wasn't like, hey, love you, man. You know, it was never like lovey dovey with me.
Yeah.
I don't think they even know that was important, or maybe it's not important. Maybe that's part of the reason we're so screwed up now
maybe
is we just love each other too much.
Yeah, we're too over. Who knows? That's what I'm saying. You got to do what you think is right or what your heart's telling you because every generation is different. I mean, if you look at what it was like 500-600 years ago.
What was it?
I don't know.
I don't either.
But I'm saying it was like people had a smaller, you know, less of a longevity. They had more kids, you know, you had to work to feed yourself. So it's so different. Our mentality is so different from even just 20 years ago. So you just got to do what you think is right, I guess.
Well, and I think that was kind of what I was headed when a little earlier in the story, when we're trying to, you know, we have, you know, with the price changes and so much, we've always been like, what's our big thing? Support local, right? So you want to support local, but then you're like, God, it's really... I mean, to what point, you know, so you have to kind of pick and choose and, you know, be a little more specific when you support local. You just can't, like, I can't eat out 3 times a day, have 5 refills of coffee anymore.
I know. Well, I mean, I still am drinking all those protein shakes. Thanks, Chris Antonio.
Yeah, Chris Antonio.
I'm back on it.
You're back.
Yeah, if you're listening, I am back.
Yeah, well, you should be because you have been quite gluttonous lately.
What?
Yes.
How do you know?
You post every freaking thing you eat on Instagram, and it ain't healthy. It is bad.
I can't stop eating pizza.
Oh well, I didn't see any posts. I didn't see any picture pizza
because you don't see pizza pictures. See that?
No, I saw a lot of pie and cake and desserts when you were down in Florida.
Well, the thing is on his.
Get Chris on the phone right now. Let's have an intervention.
Listen, no, but when you do the maintenance with him, and I won't go into it for so long, but you can have those things in a limited quantity.
Listen,
once
Chris
a week.
Has got this planned out perfectly. He lets you have those because you will be having to come back.
That's
like telling me, listen, man, all week, but on the Fridays you can have 2 vodkas.
I'm telling you, see, that's the issue right there is if I had followed what he said, I wouldn't have gained back some, but I haven't gained back. Listen,
you look fine. I saw you when
I
walked in.
Oh,
great.
Of course. I think 2 bouts with COVID. I had one for sure. The second one, they said I tested negative, but I had the same exact symptoms. And I lost my smell again and all that. Still haven't gotten it back fully. And then injured my arm. And then I was sick with sinus infections. Then we went on vacation. Literally, I didn't follow what he said to do for like 4 months because I physically couldn't. Mm. But then I jumped right back in to what he taught me, and it's working. I'm telling you, like that man has it figured out.
Well, listen, he does have it figured out. And I love Chris. I think he's awesome. And I think he does great stuff.
Yes. But,
you know, maybe not you, maybe not a lot of people, but there's a big portion of people that are addicted to food.
Addiction is
a self-centered disease.
I'm addicted to food.
And so it's very tough because you have to eat it. So you have to, you know, it's not like I have to drink, but I know that if I like, and I struggle with food too, especially at night, man.
So good.
And my wife, she's like, you know, younger and she eats whatever the hell she wants. She's like, she's eating these Junior Mints. And
I'm
like,
she's in great shape.
She looks
good. How does she eat like she does?
Bro, I don't even know.
Creme brulee, cheesecake. You don't even stay as she is so fit.
It is insane what she eats. And I'm like, I don't get it. If I have one. And so I'm like, all right, let me try one. It's like a Junior Mint mini. I try, and I was fine. I try one little taste of sugar.
It sets you off.
And I'm like obsessed.
Yep. That's what it is. It's enough. My uncle is so funny. He always used to say like, oh, that's just enough to make me mad.
Right.
Like you have two bites of something and then you want the whole thing. And that's the thing my husband says. He's like, don't even have one slice of bread. You have one slice of bread to curb your hunger, you eat the whole half of the loaf.
Well, you'll figure it out. You got to find a mellow middle place because you can't go up and down. You're going to drive your I personally think that I don't eat enough food. And that's one of the things that I learned and love about Chris is that in his diet is there's so much eating.
For sure there is. And that
he gets the motor going.
Yes. And I like that. And it's the only thing that has ever worked for me and has kept me from not going up and down.
Hey, if you're out there and you're fat, you want to lose some weight, call Chris Antonio.
Yes.
He'll save you. He'll save your ass.
He will.
Let's go, Chris.
Yes. I know.
Well, I did watch you on Instagram, and you were off the freaking reservation.
But I was allowed to have those things because it was a part of the maintenance plan. I'm not kidding you. On that maintenance,
in one sitting,
you can have like 5,000 calories.
Listen,
like,
so just because you're allowed to doesn't mean you have to.
Well, I had to.
Okay.
I will eat an entire pizza. I'm not kidding you.
Okay. I'm going to go. Let's order one. Let's test this.
No,
let's,
not right now.
Let's time lapse it.
No, because I'm back on the thing.
She's back.
I'm back on the thing. You got to catch me.
Well, listen, I think you look great. I hope you don't become too crazy about.
No, it's something that I was when I was younger.
Right.
Especially because I was chasing the music career. I had all this pressure. At one point, I think I was 15, and one of the first people I auditioned for was like, oh, you got to lose weight. They literally said that to me. So when I was younger, it was something that I always was worried about.
When you're also competing against like Christina Aguilera and these skinny little, it's tough.
Yeah. And a lot of people are seeing that now. Like even I think, you know, and I don't know if this is substantial, but you know, Britney Spears is coming out and saying how she was told she was fat when she was younger. And it's just, it's wild. And so she has the vision in her head that she doesn't look good. And it's like, what?
Don't we all?
Yes, we all do. But, and I'm not, you know, I still do, but not to the extent as when I was younger. So.
Well, I just realized I was turning into a man, right? I feel like I want to be this 18-year-old kid forever.
Yeah.
And our skeleton gets bigger. Our whole body's growing bigger. And I'm like, how come I can't wear 28s anymore?
Yeah, but for me, it's like I said, when I look at my daughter, I want to set the example for her. I don't want her to feel that same pressure that I did.
Sure.
Like you see the younger generation now. They don't care as much as we did. I had this conversation with my best friend, Elizabeth. We were in South Beach, and it's changed down there. It is not like it used to be. Like, you can go into the club with sneakers and a mini dress on, like a mini skirt on, and we're like, what? What is this? We used to, you would never get into the club. And I know this is, it's kind of pointless to a lot of people, but what I'm getting at is the younger generation has way more confidence than we ever did.
Yeah.
And that's cool because they're not excluding people because of the way they look. They're proud wearing, you know, even if you shop online now, you see the models are not, they're all different sizes.
Double zeros.
Yeah.
Well, we watch a show called Young Sheldon.
Oh,
like, do you watch it?
Well, I know it's what's his face from Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah. And everybody on there is fat.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I don't understand. I guess it's just kind of what our society is.
Huh.
I mean, listen, I'm not in perfect shape. I have definitely, I could lose some weight, but it's just become very accepted.
But see, that's where I do draw the line, because that's saying, okay, it's okay to be that way, because that hurts your heart.
It hurts your heart.
So there is a fine line with, listen, I'm not judging anyone for the way that they choose to live their life, but I do not want anyone telling my daughter that it is okay to be fat.
Well, what it kind of bothers me is the father is fat,
okay,
right? And he drinks beer.
Okay.
The whole time.
Huh.
He always, and he sits in, like, he'll sit in his chair, and he's a funny guy. I like the character. I'm sure it's a character. I know. It's a character.
Okay.
But it's a weird character that, on a very popular show, and what I get from him is that it's okay if your husband sits in the recliner and drinks beer and eats and watches football.
Hmm.
And it seems like he does that a lot of the time. I would say there isn't an episode that doesn't go by that he isn't drinking beer constantly. Which to me is, I think it's a kind of a weird, maybe that's reality, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's so, I really, we all do this in our humanness. We all judge. And if anybody says that they don't, you know, you can try not to, but you do. So I just want to make that disclaimer to begin with, because someone says, oh, you're judging. No, I don't think that that's necessarily what we should be showing society.
No.
I don't think that that's okay. I have one of my other friends right now, her brother-in-law was really, really, really bad on alcohol, drinking 30 beers a day, whatever, almost lost his whole family. It's not, oh, I'm sitting there drinking beer and watching football. No, there is a lot of aftermath from drinking those beers and sitting there. So that's marketing.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. I mean, I'm in that business. That's why I made an oath to myself. I don't want to do that.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm very happy for, at least up to this point, is that we've never drank in front of our children. We've never had alcohol in the house ever. We've never had anything like that.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid watching my parents, my dad was military, big party, you know, everyone loved the parties in the military. It looked like a lot of fun. I've shared about it in another podcast. You know, the whole vibe of the night would change because it was, oh, we're having the big party on Friday. And so, like, all week, you're like, okay, the big party's coming. And then food shows up. And then just the smell of mom's perfume and dad's Old Spice, whatever he would wear. And then the first knock. And then just watching. And it would be this whole thing that would kind of teach my brother and I. And the first time I ever drank, it was at my dad's bar in his house.
Made you excited about it.
And we were kind of recreating how they kind of did it. And
jeez. Yeah, I get that.
It's I don't know, man. And gambling's taking off now, and I don't know.
But that's the thing, is when you drink it, well, is it more about what you think it's going to be like?
I don't drink.
No, but I mean, I'm saying when you used to.
Oh, I don't
was
know.
Was it, you don't remember?
No, I just drink because it's what I did. It was a habit.
Okay.
Big time. I mean, I can't drink alcohol. But the behavior and the way I drank back then was just a habit.
Yeah.
My day, I'd wake up, I'm not going to drink today. I drank too much last night, I'm not going to drink today. I'd probably wake up drunk.
Wow.
And then by noon, I'd be like, oh, I'm starting to feel a little better. Maybe I'll just drink some beers tonight. And then by, 5 o'clock, you have a beer, and you're like, well, might as well have a little vodka. And then whole stupid thing over and over again.
Wow, it got to that point. I mean, it's wild. I don't want to say that somebody's wrong for being overweight or if they drink or anything, because we're human. Like I've done stuff, everybody's done stuff, but
and that's the problem with people that are fat, is that if we feel bad, and we should, that's sad, we don't like,
because
to
it's
see
an
people.
Addiction that shows itself though.
Well, and we feel bad for them, but people will not hesitate for a second to call out some guy that drinks too much. Look at you drink too much.
But see, that's the same thing.
Scourge of the land.
Like I watched that show, was it 600 pound?
My 600 pound life.
So yeah, but it's an addiction that they have. Like, say it was alcohol instead of food, they would never have been that big. You see
no,
what
they'd
I mean?
Be dead.
Correct.
Right.
But regardless, it's an addiction. I do have a soft spot for that and compassion, but I do not want...
Why do you do that? Why do you have a compassion for people that are overweight? Because of all the things they're missing out on, you feel bad for them?
No, because it's an addiction that they're having a hard time fighting.
But we don't have that same sort of compassion for drugs, alcoholics.
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yes. I do have compassion for that, because I know that once it takes over you, how hard it is to stop. But I don't like the media saying that it is okay.
It's yeah,
like
it's
I don't think that it's right for them to tell my daughter, even me, that it's okay to be 400 pounds. It's not, because I might die an early death. You know, my medical bills are going to be high. I'm not going to be able to do the things that I want to do in my life. Like that's not, there's a difference between being a little bit overweight and being accepted and not judged. And then people telling you it's okay to be that way.
Right.
Does that, and that's so, such a fine line, because I don't want to judge anybody, but yet on the other hand, I don't want someone telling me that that's okay.
Well, I definitely feel bad, and I do get it, because I, like, if I have one drink, I cannot stop, and I'm sure that's how it is. If someone has an addiction to food, they have one, and they just cannot stop.
Oh, I know. They're eating, like, 20,
or gambling, yeah, or sex, or porn, or yep, whatever it is that people are you know, having their wheelhouse, I suppose. But,
yeah,
you know, I just, I do get it, but.
That's what happened to Chris Rock. You know, that's why, like, his, he was addicted. He was addicted to that.
To what?
To porn.
You know, it's like, Chris, you think Chris Rock listens to his podcast? That would be awesome.
No, he
was addicted to porn?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's, his wife left him. He lost, like, everything. That's why I didn't see him for a while, and he finally emerged. You got to watch, on Netflix, he talked about it in his stand-up. He laughed about it, but he didn't look like he was, thought it was funny.
Well, I get it. And I know that there's, you know, whether, like I said, it's alcohol, porn, or something else, the devil's out there. And some of the things we put up with, we feel bad. I don't think we'd have the same compassion for a guy that gambles all of his family's money away as we do for a person that eat all of the family's food away.
Correct.
I think we just feel bad for, and I always say, you know, we get away with whatever we get away with for as long as we do, as long as we have an audience that puts up with it.
Yeah,
and
but
I think we lose the audience quicker in drugs and alcohol. People that are struggle with food and weight have an audience that, you know, you'll get it next time. And it's just, it's tough.
It is.
The only reason I ever got sober is because I got my ass absolutely handed to me.
That's honestly
complete humiliation, ego devastation.
Yep, you have to hit, it's almost, what is it, rock bottom? I've never seen anybody get sober or come off drugs that has not faced losing everything.
Right. And anybody that tells me they haven't, oh, yeah, I just got exhausted from lifting that vodka, that's a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
No, and I agree with you, and I'm not, and I've seen in my life, because of where I grew up and around and everything, I have never seen anyone, and I'm not saying it can't be done, because I would never deter somebody, but I've seen people have to go down to the ground before they'll finally stop being selfish.
Yeah.
And realize that they need to get help.
Yeah, and it's usually not even that. It's like, I've lost everything. I need to make a change so that I can get things back.
Yeah.
It isn't usually even about the health. All right, well, wow. Listen.
I know.
Good chat.
Yes.
Good
I'm looking at my watch now.
Are we going to feel bad about anything we said today?
Probably.
All right. Well, listen, hey, no offense. Just a couple people chatting.
Yes.
So is the digital book out?
Yeah, it's out now.
Where do we find it?
VisitRehoboth.com.
And you can get, and there are all sorts of coupons and a great story this year on Matt Kern.
Matt Kern, Magic Eye is in there. You know, a thing back in the day where you used to, like, 3D picture would pop out.
Ooh.
Kids section. There's a wedding article in there. Bunch of great advertisers. There's a couple coupons built into the ads you would just show. You know,
well, check it.
There.
Go check it out, and not to support you, but to support all the businesses that support you to put this book out.
Yeah,
and that's really what it's about.
There's a lot of great businesses in there.
Sometimes there'll be one face that kind of represents something, not realizing that the whole foundation below it is of all the people that have supported you and have been doing this and watched the evolution. You know, that's what, to me, I did this thing with Show Brothers about local, and I'm like, you know, to me, it's local's not just a sticker. It's going through the good times and the bad.
Yeah.
You know, the hard times and the good times. I mean,
it is.
When things get tough, you just don't start complaining. You figure out how to get through it. And the evolution of a book into digital is the same kind of thing. And, you know, a lot of people have been supporting you. And in return,
they have
you've
been
supporting a lot of people. So go check out the book. We'll put some stuff on Instagram, I'm sure. And
thank you.
You will, because you are Instagram person.
Yes, not TikTok. No.
Not TikTok.
Yes.
All right, Ashley, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
You come back?
Of course.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.